information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Baby's crying? Not normal? We may know a little thing to help calm that down. We are telling you right here that we've been suspicious for a long, long time that some babies just aren't criers. I have a 3.5-year-old, and okay, we got a gift, granted. We had her at home. I'm not saying that's for everybody. We're going to do a segment coming up soon about home birth, but it was for us. The baby was born at home, 5:30 in the morning. We all had breakfast at 9:30, no complications. She went to bed that night, slept 9-10 hours. Then she was up twice a night for a month, once a night for 3 months, and has slept through the night ever since. Now, everybody wants to know what we do. I mean, I get it all the time. Number one, she's just a good baby. Sometimes babies are tough. I do know parents that do everything that I know is right, and they still have criers, okay? They come in with their own ways, and it's more than I know about. However, I think that there's a lot of babies out there that are crying that they probably wouldn't be, or where they're up 3 times a night, or they're not sleeping through the night, that maybe you can get them down to two times a night, or they'll get back to bed easier. I think we can calm down what's going on. And let's face it, we're having babies later, and we seem to be throwing every excuse at the babies because of it. Oh, you had your baby, ma'am, when you were 40, the baby cries more. This is preposterous. We need to start looking at what we are feeding babies and what the research is showing us. So when we start looking at the research, it came down to, guess what? Gut. Dr. Weiss talking about gut again. You know those integrative physicians that keep talking about gut digestion. Well, remember, listeners, that the babies don't have the way to tell us when their stomach's hurting, so they cry. Research has come out. They were looking at typical colicky babies, babies with bloating and pain. And this study came out of Holland and Belgium. And it said for a long time, many researchers and professionals have believed that colic and babies crying just was kind of a normal extreme of the crying curve. This is Dr. DeWerth, and he talked about this in My Health News Daily. However, when they actually did the research, what they did is they took the stool of the children, put it on one of these, you know, bacteria plates where you smear it around and then you grow it and you see what type of bacteria they have. And when they did that, what did they find? The abnormalities in gut bacteria appeared to disappear. Babies who had the abnormal bacteria tended to cry more. The new study looked at 12 colicky infants versus 12 normal infants, and they retook the stool samples from birth until they were 100 days old. So you see the problem right away with the studies. It's only 24 babies. However, they did it for 100 days. So they really, really looked at it. The research chose these 24 subjects from a larger group because at age 8 weeks, they were displaying the most extremes. So they had a big group of babies, took the ones that were the least criers, so the least crying 12. They took the most crying 12, and that's the one they chose. They used DNA sequencing to find out what type of bacteria was in their stool. So we're talking, you know, CSI level science. That's right. but real stuff. And what did they find? Dr. William Munoz, co-director of gastroenterology at Miami Children's Hospital, looked at the results that were coming out of Holland and found out that, yes, gas production was being produced by bad bacteria that was giving these babies pain and causing them to cry. The study's research results suggest that researchers could look at gut bacteria to predict which babies develop colic. Now, as a parent, that's kind of strange, meaning that we should take a look at their bacteria and see if they're going to get colic. Well, we don't go to the doctor unless they're having problems like colic and up all night crying, so maybe we should be proactive on it. Here's what we did, okay? My wife was able to do 6 months of breast milk, and we're real happy with that. That is one thing with age. My wife was 40 when she gave birth. It was a little bit harder sometimes to maintain breast milk. She was able to do it for 6 months. We were really, really happy. Then after that, well, even with the breast milk, when she pumped, we took half a teaspoon of some good probiotic bacteria, and we put it into every milk. And we put it in, then after she stopped breastfeeding, we used a rice-based formula that we added vitamin D liquid to. We added a B vitamin liquid to. We added a little bit of fish oil to. And again, we added the probiotic powder to it. We used a human microflora strain. It's called kind of a human microflora type that had what we call bifida bacteria. Bifida bacteria is the first bacteria that clings to the gut in babies. And then, of course, it had the other species like the Lactobacillus acidophilus, as you traditionally hear of. Now, listeners, here's what you have to understand. When babies are born, their guts are sterile. Okay? So the first food they get from the breast milk, the colostrum, which is the clear stuff that first comes out of the breast, followed by the breast milk, this is the stuff that inoculates or puts the good bacteria in. For those vaccinators out there, vaccination can significantly decrease the quality and type or wipe out entirely the good bacteria in these guts. So what happens? They grow the bad stuff. Also, a lot of women are opting to, and men, to going directly to formula. Well, there again, you're getting a lot of wheat, you're getting a lot of corn, you're getting a lot of gluten, you're getting a lot of dairy or a lot of soy. These are very big allergens, and they're not conducive to growing these bugs very well. Why are babies more colicky than ever? And the data is very clear. Well, they're also getting these types of formulas right at birth instead of being able to give breast milk for a while. So again, how do we counter that? Well, we look at more rice milk-based formulas, but then what we do is we add in good probiotics. Bifidus infantis has to be in there. The Bifidus species is the one that colonizes these intestines first. Now, can I prove that that is going to make it so you can turn around and sleep through the night? Well, of course not. And, you know, I just had this happen the other day with a patient. The guy said, well, you can't tell me that if I do all these things over and over that you're going to be successful. I said, no, but even if you're not successful, you do the things that you know. You do the things that make sense. Listeners, we have done stories on type 2 diabetes being linked to digestive problems and wrong bacteria in the gut. We have done stories on autoimmune disease being linked to bad flora in the gut. We have now done a story right now that says colicky babies have bad bacteria. The bad bacteria are making gas, and it hurts. It causes them pain. And I keep getting asked this all the time. Why, when I go to my pediatrician, are they not recommending good bacteria? I don't know. I can't explain it. There is so much overwhelming evidence at this point to give them good bacteria on a daily basis. Especially because, what's the risk? The risk benefit of giving good, beneficial human strain, you know, microflora like Bifidus infantis, like Lactobacillus acidophilus on a daily basis. I mean, you even have supermodels on TV eating yogurt. Why is this not good enough for our baby? Anyway, from the day of birth, I think, until they stop on a bottle, I think you take a half a teaspoon of good human strain microflora, put it in there, mix it up. They won't notice the taste. They won't spit it out. It actually happens to have a nice taste, a little bit sweet, and they will love it. This is how we're going to keep you and your infants sleeping well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.